Goedemorgen, everybody. Goedemorgen, Shalom.
Goedemorgen, Shalom Aleichem. How are you?
Shalom. We're really, really, really lucky and blessed. I got a phone call after a lot of nudging, Baruch Hashem. I told Shalom, if you ever come to Crown Heights, please let me know. And that's what happened. You got a call? Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're very excited.
So, as usual, first we're going to start our song, and then we're going to get all to, you know, a bunch of different songs that we have prepared. In the meantime, if you have any requests, old songs, new songs, Shalom Simcha, or if anything, please go ahead. Here we go.
I hope everybody had a nice Shabbos. I don't know what you sang today for Mimkoimcha, if you did. This is what we did. Feel free to join us wherever you are. We are Oh,
Wow, Shkoyach. Do you guys hear what's going on in this place? We started this week like with a bang, with a crash. Wow, it's really, really brave of you to do this right on a Motzi Shabbos. You know, a lot of singers, they say that Motzi Shabbos, their voice is really not in the right place, you know, after everything that they ate the whole Shabbos. And it also depends really on your mood.
I have an advantage because I most Shabbos I'm daven for the Yomid, so my voice always has to be in shape. A lot of singers, that's the day they're relaxing, unless they're doing because of my belt filler role. I just spent a beautiful Shabbos actually by Shia Mendel, which has a minion in his house, and you can imagine everybody that loves music was there. And
what time did they finish Shachris?
It was very much Lubavitcher minion. We started at 10. It was cool for 9:30. We started at 10, but the Oilem were all wanted to sing, and we're really fired up. We had a beautiful, it was really beautiful, beautiful Brichas HaChodesh and Musav, and just the Oilem were, and we verbrengt. Mm-hmm. Shabbos and Vorachim was really incredible. So I'm pretty pumped.
That's amazing. Can I ask you like this? When did your career start? I know you've been a singer for many, many years.
We actually have it's a little bit, I don't know if you know this, but actually the first break I had, I was in Coilin in Montreal, and your father actually gave me my first professional job. He had to go, I think somebody had a
singer. This is in Montreal.
He had to go away for Shabbos, and he asked me if I would cover for him. He was chazan in a shul.
Wow.
And I said, sure, it's not a big deal. Just get up and do what you do over here, just, you know. And I went and I covered for him in that shul. And one of the Balabatim found out about another shul that was looking for a chazan. And he recommended me and suggested that I apply for the job. And I ended up 5 years being in the Bailey shul in Montreal. So actually there was a family connection there.
You know, that was actually a very, very special show. Shia Levita davened in that show. A lot of big chazanim.
Yes.
Rabbi Hirschsprung was the rav in that show. And actually, that's a short time later, that's when I got to know you.
Yes.
I was 10 years old. I was a little boy, and they were making a choir. And that's
right.
When I got involved. That's how it was actually my first time, too.
That's right. That was very impromptu. I was substituting for somebody and for one of the teachers, and I didn't know what to do with you guys. So I figured, you know what?
Well, it's better for us to sing than to yell and make trouble.
I figured we're not going to get too much learning done, so why don't we do a choir? We did a choir for Hanukkah, then, I remember.
That's amazing, yeah. Let's sing one of your older songs that you did. It's actually pretty famous. People don't realize that it's Shlomo Simcha was the one that did this one.
Which negative?
Machnisi Rachmim. I know we're in Chodesh Adar.
So Machnisi Rachmim, I want you to know, you know.
Talk about this song. I want to hear something about this song.
I want to say something. Very often, for example, Samchem. What did that niggin? That niggin was the last niggin. The Motche was doing a double album, and they figured that they need one more song on the album. And it was literally they called up Moshe Laufer, and it was the last niggin to go on. And if you look, those of you who remember what a cassette is, it's the second cassette. The last song is Samchem, and it was the hit of the album. So Machnisi Rachmim. We'd pretty much finished recording. We'd put down the rhythm tracks of my first album. And very exciting times. And Shia got a call from Chaim Bennett. We were in the studio. And this song he had just composed that he was going to do with the Vizhnitz in Haifa. It was a song that he'd prepared for Yom HaNeroim. And he sang it to Shia, and Shia sang it to me, and there was nothing to talk about. We fell in love with it right away. There was such a kedusha with that song. The musicians had already left, and Shia got on the phone, and I remember Yaron Gershovsky was still not too far away. And he came back, and there was Yaron, and there was a saxophone. And Yaron came and did a rhythm section, and we added just saxophone. And I sang it pretty much in one take. I was so taken by the niggin. I pusha just sang the niggin down. And that was it. And Shia decided with the purity of the niggin, he's not touching it. It was just piano and sax. That was the whole niggin. And it was the last thing to go on the album. It was something that came at the last minute. And of course, 10 years later, Abish Brot sang at the CMS Shas the melody to Yiddish words, and shortly afterwards I was at Chasana's, and I was at a Chasana, and a Bocha came over and said, "Do you know Abish Brot's Machnis Rachamim?" And I said, "I don't know. How does it go? Teach it to me."
That's funny. But you know, that's what happens. You know, a lot of times I see this. Somebody makes a song, the singer comes out with it, and before you know it.
I think in fairness, there is every singer gives a certain something to a niggun. So there is a combination between the composer and the person that delivers the niggun. You know, so there is something. I did today in Nusach Svar, they do Yehi Ratzon for Birchas HaChodesh, and I do it to Ritzei, composed by Yossi Green, that Avramel sang to Ritzei, which is incredible. And of course, somebody came over and said, that was Avramel's Ritzei, right? And I said, yes, and Yossi Green's. Because they both gave something to the niggun. There's the person who composes it and the person who delivers it each add a specific something, which is why people tend to refer to both.
You could tell the way Yossi Green sings it in one way, in his way, and Fried has his way. And they're both really amazing. We had Yossi Green one Matzei Shabbos, and he sang a lot of his songs. It sounded so beautiful, so heartsick. In a different way that Avramel sang it, but usually when a composer sings it, he sings it, you know.
But Yossi wants that. When Yossi gives me a niggun, he says, I don't want to hear it back how I did it. I want you to take it somewhere. He's very into that.
Well, so I think, and the truth is, that even Shlemel's song, the way you did Mimkaimcha, just a few minutes ago, you added something so amazing. It's like your signature. It really became when I sing it. Even I hear you singing it in my head.
I think it's really an important thing whenever place. and I say this to the Olam out there. You know, whenever you sing a niggun, make it your own. The Eibishter gave us. We have vocal cords and we have a neshama, and they're connected.
What does say?
And it's a vehicle to express a feeling, and one should not be afraid to express their own pirish, the way
That's
they
it.
Hear the words.
So here we're going to go. We're going to do Machnissi. C minor. Oh yeah? This intro. Hold on a second before we start. This intro was part of the song?
That's a good question. I was probably Moshe Lava.
Oh yeah? See, a lot of times I see this. He comes out with like these brilliant intros. So, and it's just it brings such a warmkeit to the song. Let's do one more time.
Oh,
It takes a lot of people to make one song. You know, there's the musician, there's the singer, there's the composer. And when it all comes together, that's when you get a full picture. That's when you see like a full art. And really when the composer comes up with a song, he doesn't even imagine where the song is going to go after it goes through the singer, after it goes through, you know, the Michael Laufer and the studio, the engineer. Everybody has their, you know, the piece that they bring in. But I mean,
you have to have a meeting of the mind sometimes, because sometimes people go off in a different direction.
Yeah, but you know what gets me is the fact that you said before you did this in one take. And the Gemara, sometimes you see it says twice lashon rishon, and I see this so many times. And by the way, could focus the camera a little bit better, the focus itself. Thank you. That I see that, you know, because I work in a studio, and sometimes a singer comes in and he's just so focused, and you just did one recording, and you say this is it. Leave it, don't touch it, this is perfect. And then the singer sometimes says, yeah, I just want to fix this and fix that, and I don't know what it is. It's like the first time it was just perfect. And some singers record again and again and again until they actually feel that they, you know, they got it.
It happened one time I was going over a piece, I wasn't sure what I was reaching for, but I kept hearing it back and I was trying to, and I said, and the engineer was not a Jewish fellow, but he was working with me. And after like the fifth time, I said, I can do it better. And he turned to me and says, not better, different. What do you mean better? Well, how do you define what is, you're going for a certain feeling. You're trying to do something different, you do it differently. But what does it mean better? There was nothing wrong with what you did. Sometimes you're trying to express something and you're not sure that you nailed it. So you're thinking, it's just different interpretations, but it's music is an interpretation.
That's so interesting.
And, I once asked Yisrael Lam,
yeah,
because, you know, he comes in the studio, we record, and then he goes home, and I sing to it, and we add choir, and then it's mixed. I said, you know, does it always end up the way you intend? He said, not really. I said, what's your favorite time? What's your favorite time in the arrangements? Like, is it right when we finish recording it, and you're hearing the music before we mess it all up? He said, no. He said, the favorite time for me is when I complete an arrangement in my head. Before I put it to paper, he said, then it's perfection. He says, once I'm megashim it, I start writing, and then the musician has to interpret, and he says, it's all watered down from there. He says, the perfect moment is when I hear it in my head.
Wow.
So often the challenge.
That's very surprising.
It's a profound statement. And I realize that often the challenge is, even, you know, a composer, it's a piece of his neshama, and he's handing it over to you, and he's asking you to express it to the oilam, and it's how do you take that over, and you know, different neshamas feel things differently, and sometimes you nail it, sometimes you don't.
Could you imagine Allah has kama v'kama when Hashem created this world, the way Hashem had it in Olu Yisrael Olu b'machshava? Could you imagine the
Could you imagine we were once perfect before we actually
exactly. And there's still right now there's actually a dagger that we are perfect.
Yeah.
You know, Mikam Ho Yisrael. That's okay, what else could we do? There's another Shleimele that you do so well. You know, what's amazing here is it's Shleimele Kaobach sang so much from the heart and it's just inspired so many. And what's in addition to you is Shleime Simcha. And this Simcha, if you notice, Shleime Simcha is a singer that says, always a smile on your face. I see it all the time. Whenever I see you, it's like a smile that's nitbak lapanim. It's there the whole time.
We try, listen, it's a Simcha and avoid it to be besimcha. You know, often when you feel that people look to you for Simcha, it becomes an achrayis that you have to be besimcha. If I walk into shul in the morning, I'm not on fire. They're like, what's the matter? What do you mean? We're relying on you.
Manishtana.
So sometimes, you know, you do for others, it helps your own avoida.
Wow. Are you the only one in your family that sings?
No. Kanahara, we're eight
Where
boys.
Did this start from?
We're eight brothers, and Hashem sings. Eight boys and five girls, and we all sing.
Could you imagine a Shabbos table in the Safran family?
Shabbos tables were incredible, and we thought it was normal. We thought it went on in every house to sit till 2-3 in the morning and sing and harmonize and do.
And you didn't know that the outside there's a whole audience.
I remember we did. We went for my parents' 20th wedding anniversary. We all went home for 24 hours. And so many of us, where were we going to sleep, make arrangements, but nobody got into bed. We sang the entire night. We sang the entire night. It's incredible. There's something about that, you know, not the professional. It's just like, just totally just
and
the actors
come together. It comes from the children? Did it come from the parents?
My father was a Baal Tefillah. My father was a Baal Koira. My father had a nice voice. And my mother's side of the family also had beautiful voices. And my mother had tremendous talent in music. She majored in university in music and theory, and then she came from a real literature home, and they were worried that she shouldn't have a career in music, and then she started working in Lubavitch and became a Lubavitcher.
In Lubavitch, there's always room for a career in anything. Just put Lubavitch on it, and it's
and then it became
you do it the right way.
You know, all the kids, of course, learn with the Kurdish, only learn with the Kurdish. And it was quite a mixed marriage. My mother's side of the family were Einiklach from Rebelli Lapian. It was a real Litvisher family. And my father became the Babbage. But my mother, very interestingly, she saw something in me. And she taught me music theory. She taught me to
write. Could
you
say that again for the audience? People need to hear this.
My mother, two interesting things. One is I remember I loved music and Nobody went to come. My father wouldn't take any of us to concerts. It wasn't the thing. But my mother took me. And my mother, Kanahara, with 13 children, she didn't really take us out. Certainly not one-on-one. But
not even to a restaurant, anyway.
I never saw a restaurant until I left home. I mean, whoever went to a restaurant?
Wow.
So she took me to a concert in Wembley Stadium. I remember it was Mordechai Ben David and Yigal Salek. And and I remember I said to her, I hope one day I'll be out there. And when I got older, she taught me the basics of reading music, and which came to use
That's amazing. Recently. You know, it's actually Lubavitch Shita that when you have a talent, you take this talent and you use it in the most special way that you could. You use it to the max. And you're doing a great job at this.
Thank you very much. I recently had the honor of doing, it was on Shlomo Kalbel's birthday, there was a symphony, an evening of music of Shlomo Kalbel done to a symphony orchestra with 50-piece orchestra with Ofri Sobel. And had I not known how to read music, I would not be able to be in that show. So, I mean, I don't read fluently.
How many Jewish
music?
How many Jewish singers know how to read music? Guys, give it up for Shleime. This is not a simple zach.
That's my mother, actually. She had the foresight.
Wow. You know, the Kosovitsky brothers, Moshe Kosovitsky, David Kosovitsky, they were all chazonim. So the joke is that the mother actually said this. There was probably a conservatory of music in my stomach. That they were also musical. Of course, they knew how to read music also, but you know, it's an avaida. And it's usually not a musician's thing because, especially the more music you have in you, reading music is like almost, you know, it's a second part of the brain, second side of the brain. So it's not easy, and it's discipline, and you know, so kol hakavod. Let's do another shleimia, could we?
Sure. What would you like?
I know we're pushing you to the max. And on Motzei Shabbos, guys, you guys really, really have to give it up, because singers usually don't are not so brave.
Sure.
But we have this request, and I actually requested too. Okay.
Probably one of the most requested nigunim really of all times. I mean, for the longest period of time, and between all the social medias tonight, seems to be the most requested.
Wow, I think they request it mostly from you, because they don't request this from any singer. No, it's true, because you know, you really bring out a good color, like you said before. Every singer brings out something else in the nigun, and this is hands down. This is yours.
We move, we shiviado, the ho, you know, feel free to join us. Ay,
lashen bako ya koi lashen bele yo bodo hoy ka wa wa lashen be chay de ya do wa si vay sha be ra she be esa Lashem, koi tzeiv lahavoy seish, koi lashem yochil nigo. Chil lashem, ay midbar kolodesh, koi lashem yichoy leila yoloy. Noi vayech, so avoy. Yo yo va yishev hashem o yemele khyo bo boylo no yashev la ma bo yo
You know, I was talking a little Lashon Hara about you. Not really. I mean, we were just with Donny Gross.
Wow.
And we were talking what we love about you, what we like playing
wow.
with you.
Wow.
Every time you switch on your keyboard, it's like there's an excitement, like it's your first time. It's like the first time you're going to play this nigga.
Sometimes I it feel like matter. It's my first time.
You know, sometimes you show up, at these jobs, and guys that are working night after night, they're like, come on, what time are we finishing? And you're coming in there like with that fresh excitement
it's
every
so
time.
Funny.
And that's That's why it's such a pleasure.
It's so funny
to...
that you're saying that, because the truth is, I feel like that every time I open up this case from this keyboard, I'm like, okay, baby, what are we going to do today?
And you should time, never lose that excitement.
Each time, it's crazy because, like, yeah, we just went on live here. We didn't plan anything. It's just, you don't know what's going
on. I want to tell you, I tried. I called. I said, what are we doing? What are we doing?
So much.
He said, let the audience decide. Let the audience decide.
Exactly.
This is impromptu.
And they know. The audience is always right. Chevre, the audience is always right. It happens by every chasn. People come, okay, where's your playlist? The chasn kala asks me, okay, what are the songs we're going to, I'm like, we're going to come to the wedding. Unless you want something that I shouldn't play. Okay, then you tell me before. But we just come there and it's fire.
I find an interesting thing. If I don't prepare a list, I'm nervous. What happens if I have a blank? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
But if I prepare a list, never happens. It just, once I know I have that, you let the atmosphere kind of
exactly.
speaks
Take
to you. Right, it takes you.
Wow. So how long are you going to be in town for?
I'm actually here till the end of the week. I'm here the entire week.
Wow. Hebra, you here? Guys, if there's any simcha going on, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, any party, or if you want a kumzitz, a real kumzitz, you know, this is the Shleimus Simcha. If you want, you could message me or just contact him on Facebook if you don't have his info. And he's available. He's going to turn your simcha. I don't know if you hear what's going on here today, but if I was making a wedding, I'm not making weddings yet. But if I was making one this week, I would put you on board.
But I've been around quite a bit lately. There's a Baruch Hashem since the last album came out. There's a lot of activity and there's a lot of exciting projects going on. there's actually a project that I've just been speaking now about doing something with the Rebbe's Nigunim.
Oh, wow. Which one specific? The ones that he taught?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You know the video series, Chaim?
Yes, that's right.
So the way
it's, oh, my goodness.
I'm really, I'm, I don't know, I'm...
There's a video.
This is an unofficial, I don't know anything.
Yeah, let's plug in. Guys, this is Chaim Hershkowitz. People don't even know who stands behind this project, but this is an amazing project. And we've done one DVD. It's on DVD, all the Nigunim that the Rebbe has taught. It's 14 Nigunim. So far we did 7. And
I'm just telling you, if you don't have it, go get it.
You
right
got to get it.
And
the second one is going to be worked on like just in a month or two. So we are honored to have Shlemus Simcha on this.
I want to tell you, my chavrusa and my mashpir, Bavron Mann, who's a magachir in the yeshiva in Toronto, he came to me and said, you've got to see this video. This is mama. You can't imagine. How often do you get a mashpia come to you and say, you got to watch this video? It's like, so I'm telling you, this is Machaya, the kids, this is something.
Wow.
And he said to me, I want, you should get involved in something like this. The next day, Min HaShemayim, I get a call from Chaim. So I said, well, no matter what, I'm definitely involved. We have to still, sort out exactly. But it's something that I'm very excited about and very, very proud to be part of. I think we have an incredible heritage and... we tend to lead the way for the world, and I think this is one of those projects that really...
Yeah, people don't realize really one of the strong tools we got is the Nigunim that we have. And if we could give this to our kids in any way, shape, or form, as long as you keep it true to the...
The reality in the world is that our kids today are from a generation where they want to pick up a device and hit a button and watch something. Give them something of Teuchen.
Oh,
that's the bottom line.
Very well said. Wow. You would think only a good singer, a chazan, singer, and a good speaker. No, it's really to the point, Chevre. This is, I know because the kids watch it again and again and again. Kids don't get bored from something that's real. And there's something real in the Nigunim. And kids are connected to it. I know from my kids, and I know from wherever I go, any simcha that I go to, if it's a Darkei Hashem Elokeinu, if it's any Nigun.
Shamil's Nigun, yeah, the way it was shtel dois, that's beautiful. It just gives you the whole image of the, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really, they really, they bring it to life. That's what it is. They bring it to life for the kids. Benny Friedman did a great job. Eli Marcus.
Really, really incredible. They're all mamish.
They made it funny. They made it real. The work is still ahead. Okay, we got some requests. I know it's hard for me to keep on looking at my phone when I'm just. Guys, it takes time just to digest what's going on here. We said that actually a few Yeratzins because today was Shabbos Mevorchim, and every time I say that to Yeratzin, I think about your song. If I can write that special, and at least we know the words. We know what the words mean. We could do that song. You want to do Raza Desha? You want to do that?
Sure.
I don't even know if I'm ready to do it, but I haven't played it before. But
sure, Raza?
No, Raza, we could do. Let's do Raza first.
Okay.
Okay, so first tell us a little about the song. We're going to do Raza de Shabbos. I know it's Matzah Shabbos, but there's nothing like Matzah Shabbos experiencing what you experience
on Shabbos. What is Matzah Shabbos? Yeah. Matzah Shabbos is me bagleiten the Shabbos, Mlava Malkis. We don't want to let go of the Shabbos, so we're sharing.
So we sing whatever we sang on Shabbos, and that's really, really special. So tell me about this song. The truth is, I heard it the first time I was in Eretz Yisrael. I heard it somewhere, you know, probably Arutz Sheva or something, and I connected to it.
Who's the composer? Raza de Shabbos was written by Benny Heschowitz, Olav Shalom. He's not, unfortunately, not alive anymore. And he wrote some nice negunim in his time, and he called me up one day, and he was putting together an album. Dudi Kalish was just getting started, and Dudi, I think it was his first arrangements that he had done, and they originally were going to do it just with choir, and then they wanted to have a lead singer, and they called me up, and it was the summer, and I said, okay, it was a quiet time, I was able to do it. And Benny Heschkowitz has written incredible, incredible negunim, and the Raza de Shabbos is one of the ones that's really, really well known. he was a Yerushalmi Yid. It was really a pleasure. The word, a real bal regesh, a fatzaidish.
You can tell from the songs that he made.
Yeah, so he had the whole Yerushalmi geschmack, and it was really a pleasure working with him. And we did an album called Hamanagin. And I'm trying to find it myself now, trying to get it back into print because hard. In fact, Shlomi, you were mentioning that somebody was some of the comments that came in. Somebody said that the quality on Google Play was really. It's not on Google Play. It's not Google Play, and some of the quality is really bad. But apparently, I think they sold out, and somehow it just somebody made a copy of a copy and then tried. We got to get to the bottom of exactly. See, in the Yiddish, just so people understand, you know, in the Jewish business, the amount of albums that really need to be sold, to even break even often is a huge challenge. You know, even like the reason I'm pushing so hard on the project that we were talking about before is because really, to continue doing projects like that, people have to buy the products. Otherwise, it just can't be done.
That's why I don't make CDs, guys. I'm just kidding.
So that's always the challenge, and I think any of us, we only do what we do because we love it. It's not, there are easier things in life. But I think something like that, Benny Heschkowitz, it took a lot, and they barely had funds to put together and, get the album out. And they got a record deal, which was kind of come, and, they did one run of it, and then nobody really, if it's not selling 500 copies in the first week, nobody wants to sell it anymore. So to put it out, just there should be a few, And again, it came out before the days of digital, so nobody really followed up. Now that we have digital, you can put it on iTunes, you can put it on all these places, and in 100 years from now, somebody says, there once was a niggin that really was gewaldig. You can find it. And there's still a lot, that's still a challenge that we're having, is taking a lot of the old material that happened in the days when people were working on a shoestring budget and going into small studios and trying to put something together and trying to get an Adaret or a... Holy Land Records, whatever it was back in the day, to
but
try
those
and
sold very well. They brought actually a profit because people weren't copying as much. Actually,
back in the day,
there was
always copying on some level, and it was always a challenge. It was always a tremendous challenge. But to get all those things digitized and sold properly is something that we're all constantly working on doing. And actually, this you're machazing me tonight to follow up actually, and the comments that came in to follow up and see that we can get some good copies of this available.
Which key could we do this Raza de Shabbos? Raza de Shabbos.
Don't be shy. You can join in. This is very relaxed. It's important.
So really, this is a Shabbos the Kenigan. You push it. You feel Shabbos. You feel your Shalim. So guys, get involved.
And even those of you, I know some of you are watching from Australia. I know it's Sunday afternoon, but still. zod shava vasi shava baba bo sachtas belova zod yecho yo yo yele mishre yalo bobodo zod yecho ro Rozo de shava vozi shava vavo Sachta zbero vozo de yecho No yo yo ere mishre yalo vovo rozo de yecho Rozo de Shabbat Rozod Shabbat Pesachdal Rozod Yecho Novo Yedemish Lebebe Yalo Rozod Yebebe Rosod Shabosi Shabos Hoy Rosod Shabosi Shabos Sachdan Rosod Yecho Nohoy Lemishlebe Yalo Rozod yevevecho Rozod shabosi shababo He sang it differently.
I remember I used to love the way Michal did it. I learned it from Michal, and then when I did the album with Benny, Benny was like, that's not the way I wrote it. It's not what I had in mind. So I was like, okay, you know.
You know, sometimes composers get into that thing. People don't realize that when a composer does it, in many songs, even songs that Fried sang that from, I don't know, from Palais, I heard this story from even from Shlomo Karabach, you know, when he composed a song. he really wanted it to be sung the way he intended.
I'll tell you, Moshe Aaron, before we recorded it, Shlomo was still alive, and Shia made me go and sit with him and make sure that he was happy with the version. Yeah, Shia had a tremendous relationship and a tremendous respect for the art. And I sang it, a version that he had sang in Brooklyn College. That was the recording that Shia gave me to learn it from. And the only change was the last note. Otherwise, every single note
was my goodness.
Just that one up. And I remember he looked at me and he said, brother, if I could have done that, I would have done that too. He said,
whoa.
Chevre.
So
Baruch Hashem, we had the approval on that, and otherwise every note was exactly Shlomo. So I mean, I understand it. You know, it's funny. You know, Tira Bishmo. I actually worked on it with Yossi together. Yossi called me up. He says, you know, nobody's had the chutzpah to write a niggin for these words since Kvaratin. I want to, you know. So Yemoisa Mashiach Chutzpah Yazgi said, I want to write a Tira Bishmo. We spent a few hours on the phone, and I was very excited, and I played it to Shia. She said, I can't put that and Moshe V'Yaron on the same.
So giving them too much. We're not getting our money's worth here. That's amazing.
So we said, okay, we'll leave it. In the meantime, Avramel ended up recording it, and I'm listening to it, and I'm a huge fan of Avramel. I grew up on his music. I listen to everything he does, and I love it. I mean, his interpretation, his neshama, and it's incredible. I mean, I can't say enough. Tira Bishmo, I had a preset motion in my mind of what it should be. So when I heard that nigga, it was the only time I went, oi, no, we should, nothing wrong. It's just he had his own interpretation, but I had it preset in my head because I.
You got to do this, but, then. We want to hear yours. I listened to Avramel's many, many times also. It's actually interesting because usually he tries to do more simcha things, you know, or with a message. I was actually surprised when he came up with
it. It was beautiful. It was incredible. Oh, it's just when you have a preconceived notion, you have to get, you know, today I can't, you know, I mean, I love it. But
wow. Well, we're not going to do tea here now. But so how did the song? Because I'm getting requests for this song, and especially anybody that did Tillim today, because the Shabbos Mevorchim, so they said this Yehiratzin a few times. Anybody remember this one?
I hope I do. כשם שיונו אומרים לפונך שירה שירה בואי לומר זה כשם שיונו אומרים לפונך אוי 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 שירה בואי לומר Haze Kach nizke loy malefonecho No Yashem Eloikeinu Veloikei Avo Yisayinu Shiro Shiro Shiro, shiro, shiro Oy, 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 shiro Shivocho Liyoy Lomo Mambo
I'm not ready, I don't know
Yal Yidei
Hold on a second,
hold on
a second. Yeah, hold on a second. Gonna get this right. There we go.
Oy, the all your day, I meet us the healing. The all your day, I meet us the healing. The all your day, I meet us the healing. This side of Havat's Elisa, Shoroy. The all your day, Amidas Tehillim. The Al Yedei, Amidas Tehillim. The Al Yedei, Amidas Tehillim. Tisoy Rechavatzel, Sashoroim, Lo Shir, Bekoil, Koil, Noyim. Begilas Vidal, Nato Shir, Bekoil, Koil, Noyim. Begilas Vidal, Nato Shir, Bekoil, Koil, Noyim.
Song. I thought I remembered it better, but that's amazing. You know, everyone who said Tehillim today, who started this thing to say Tehillim Shabbos and Baruchim? Mr. Friedrich Kreber, right?
Yes.
He said if we would know the power of Tehillim, we would be saying Tehillim nonstop. There's a lot of stories in the Lubavitcher Tehillim about saying Tehillim. It's just a little plug for, you know, the Friedrich Kreber Kotzach a lot in saying Tehillim.
In the Chlal, I mean, it's from the Baal Shem Tov still, I mean, the Baal Shem Tov's wife, this is a famous mind, the Baal Shem Tov's wife, you say Tehillim, and somebody heard that Ivra wasn't so perfect, and the Baal Shem Tov would say, do you know, let me tell you what, for my wife's tremendous Nisim, and that went on, and Yeshua's that came. And Lamaisa, with music today, most of the songs come from Tehillim, so we're all essentially involved in saying Tehillim.
We sing Tehillim, we say Tehillim, that's really special. Any other requests? We're going to do one more, maybe?
I don't mind.
Oh, wow. We're I think we're giving them too much for one Matzah Shabbos. It's out there, that CD. What key you want to do this on?
You know, I was once I was singing live on a radio thing, and people were sending in texts. You know, so in one note I did, there was a little bit of a krecht, a little bit of phlegm. Mm-hmm. So I said, what was that? So I said, what was that? That was a little bit of phlegm. It reminds us all that we're human beings. I don't think a niggin needs to be perfect. It needs to be sung by a human being. If you need to cough in the middle, if you need a little krecht, a little bit of phlegm, a little bit.
Leave it in there. Leave it in there. Don't auto-tune everything.
Exactly. If it's too perfect, it lacks. You know, it
organic. People, you know, you just have a choice. You know, if you want to buy this CD, you want to buy it, you know, perfect, or you want to buy it organic. And you should pay more for the organic one because you get to hear everything. You get to hear the singer breathing. You get to hear his, you know, everything.
I always wonder about that. You pay more for organic, but they do less. But
No, when you're gonna play a CD over and over again, you want it to be perfect. When you're doing a live performance,
that's what people like live. If you ever put a recording for a live concert, and somebody in the crowd could tell that this is a recording, you should see that it just turns them off. This is like, oi!
They want the real.
Yeah, so. We want it real, and we want to hear it. It's okay. It's okay if it's not perfect. Yeah. You know.
Exactly.
So, Hebra, we want it real, so we're going to keep it real.
We're going to keep it real.
Whatever you hear is live. This is no. This is organic. This show is totally
the
organic.
The Abishter created the world, and to complete the perfection, he gave each one of us a paintbrush. He wants us to finish it. So that's what perfection is.
When we
are putting in our part, that's the perfection.
Is this a good key?
Ribbono
shelo ilo,
ribbono shelo ilo, ריבונו של עולם, כדי שנזכה לחיים טובים, לחיים טובים וארוכים, ולחיי עולם, עולם הבא. ריבונו של עולם, ריבונו של עולם.
Take it away,
Shalom.
toyvim
toyvim arkhim khaye yoylo oylo mabo ni poyne shloilo ni poyne shloilo ni poyne shloilo ke hitay shen nisker khayim toyvim lekhayim toyvim arkhim yol khaye
yoylo oylo
mabo ni poyne shloilo ni poyne shloilo ni poyne shloilo Ribbono shel olam, olam.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What a good way. What a good way to start this week. Chevre, give it up. Write the comments. Tell me how Shlomo Simcha is doing. This is unbelievable. This is
thank you
like,
very much.
Just
thank you very much.
What
you give to the olam to come here on a Motzei Shabbos and to give a little chiyus to Klal Yisrael to
be successful. You give a lot of chiyus. I'm telling you, you took this Motzei Shabbos. I never.
It's absolutely
this is exactly
a team
what
effort.
It is. I opened up this thing and I couldn't imagine what's going to take place.
Chevre, this is the whole mishpach is involved. There's a
you
lot
definitely
of people.
Inspired me.
On
you definitely
own.
Gave me a big chizuk for this week, for this month. Thank you for all the websites. You know, we show this on COL. We show this on Gruntig, in Shiva World, Basis Nayis, Jewish Tidbits, Matzah.com, and in Israel they show it on Kikar Shabbat.
Oh.
Yeah. Kol HaTzofim b'Kikar HaShabbat, Shiyeh Lechem Shavu HaTov, Arbe Simcha, Arbe Shleim HaSimcha.
Shavu HaTov, Mazel Tov.
Arbe Bracha, Bezrat Hashem, Shenizkeh Lachagog Et Chag HaPesach, you know, in Yerushalayim.
Yerushalayim El HaKodesh, Amen.
Agutavach, Agutavach, Agutavach.
Agutavach, Mazel Gevach.